In just 6 weeks, Americans, Texans included, will begin signing up for the new health care exchanges created under the Affordable Care Act, often called Obamacare. Congressional Republicans have held numerous votes to weaken or do away with the health plan, and they've failed. But Senator Cruz told some 1,600 conservative activists packed into a hotel ballroom, there's still time to act.
Now is the single best time we have to defund Obamacare.
The town hall felt a lot like the Tea Party rallies that fueled Cruz's Senate victory. Striding back and forth across the stage, shirt sleeves rolled up, no tie, Cruz urged the crowd to sign a defunding petition and to light up the phones of their elected representatives.
There is nothing that scares elected officials more than hearing from their constituents. And let me tell you, liberty is never safer than when politicians are terrified.
The Dallas event was part of a week-long cross-country tour organized by the political arm of the Conservative Heritage Foundation. Cruz and event organizers are calling for congressional Republicans to pass a bill that continues funding all of the federal government beyond September, except Obamacare. Cruz says it would then fall on Senate Democrats and the president to decide if they want to reject the funding bill and allow the government to shut down. Several audience members stood at different times to challenge the senator.
Hold on, ma'am, feel free to speak.
Rhonda Bowman told Cruz she's a diabetic who couldn't afford her medication when her husband lost his job and the family health insurance.
My insulin and my neuropathy medicine cost about $2,000 a month, and I could not get that, so I had to resort to going to Mexico to get my medicine.
Bowman says she voted for Cruz, but wants to know how he's going to help 6 million Texans without health insurance.
I want to know that he's going to take care of people that work.
It turned out Bowman was recruited by the Texas Organizing Project, which supports the expansion of Medicaid coverage under Obamacare. Gabriel Pedrera was part of the protest they staged outside.
No health care!
No peace!
If you listen to Ted Cruz and you read the Heritage Foundation's talking points, they're seems to be survival of the fittest. It seems to be a form of social Darwinism, which says to working families, if you're not rich enough to have health insurance, you're on your own.
Before he heads back to Washington, where the defunding effort will be tested, Cruz will travel to New Hampshire, home of the first presidential primary. Recent road trips to Iowa and South Carolina make it pretty clear he's weighing a run for president, and no doubt hoping his anti-Obamacare message impresses a big national audience. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.